This week's Torah Way has been sponsored Leilu Nishmas Rav Chaim Yosef Ben Yisroch HaDoiv. Today's speaker is Rabbi Yankov Rappaport, Sunday 19th of July, Chosem and Tanas, Yerushalayim, Sand, Stars and Redemption.
Something short, which is nogea to Inyan of the Yuma. There's a very strange Maimah Chazal, which is said in reference to Pasuk, which appears in the coming week's Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eicho eso levadi tochachem umasachem verivchem. And if you look in Rashi, Rashi based on Chazal obviously, Rashi understands that this statement by Moshe Rabbeinu is a critical statement. Rashi touches up the Torchachem and the Masachem and the Rivchem to talk about specific issues. Jews at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu were no different than Jews today. If somebody took you to the interior, you used every single excuse to get out of it. Every single excuse to delay it. You switched lawyers in the middle. You did whatever you did to delay the process which is going to result in a Psak Din. Masachem. Exactly the same as today. Any time a God will be Israel, says Moshe Rabbeinu, says anything, everybody's up in arms, everybody's got what to say about it. Yedah is about Deya, Yedah was his own. Rashi understands the Pasuk in a critical manner. Along comes Chazal, it's a medrash in Eicho. And Chazal say that in the history of Klal Yisrael, there were three Nevi'im who were misnabe using the word Eicho. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishayahu Anovi, and Yirmiyahu Anovi. Say Chazal, what's the difference between the way in which Moshe Rabbeinu used the Eicho and the way in which Yishayahu used the Eicho and the way in which Yirmiyahu used the Eicho? Say Chazal, Medrash in Eicho. Say Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he used the word Eicho, he used the word Eicho in a complimentary manner about Klal Yisrael. When Yishayahu HaNavi used the word Eicho, he was already being somewhat critical about Klal Yisrael. When Yirmiyahu HaNavi uses the word Eicho, total catastrophe. So on the one hand we have Rashi, which is touching up the Psukim in a critical manner, and then we have Chazal, who somehow turn around and say to us that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he says Eicho, is talking about Klal Yisrael in a positive manner. What's positive in this Eicho Eso Levadi Tochachem U'Masachem V'Rivchem? Can you imagine anybody who's an Ish Tzibo, anybody who's in Chinuch, anybody who's Rachmon and Son or Rav in a community, right? Anybody who has anything to do with people, right? All you need is one Tumala and you're finished. There's always the one guy who's got what to say. There's always one guy. The world's got tainers, miners, with criticisms, with this and that. Can you imagine 600,000 balabatim azolta? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu had. 600,000 balabatim are the tainers. We find interesting stuff. When the Rebbeinu Shalom benches Klal Yisrael, when the Rebbeinu Shalom gives a bracha to Klal Yisrael, he uses two types of mesholim. He sometimes says that Klal Yisrael are compared to Kechovim. That Klal Yisrael are compared to stars. Kechech ve'ashemayim Yisrael. And sometimes, as we know, it's Kechel Hayom. What is the difference between comparing Klal Yisrael to Kechovim and comparing Klal Yisrael to Chel Hayom? So I once heard many years ago, I don't know what the makor is for this, but I once heard many years ago from an Adam Gogol. And he said the following. He brought it down B'Shem, but I don't remember who the B'Shem was. He said there are two types of wealthy people. There are people who have tremendous amounts, or there were at one point in time until recently, people who had tremendous amounts of cash. They had tremendous amounts of cash available. There are other people who didn't have cash, but they had items that were worth a lot of money. There's an nafka minna between a person who has a lot of cash around and a person who has items that are worth a lot of money. When you're trying to work out what is your sum total of your wealth, if it's cash, you sit down and you count quantity. How many notes do I have which are this denomination? How many notes do I have which are that denomination? Total them all up, you know what you're worth. When you're talking about, let's say, diamonds, it's not a question of quantity. It's not a question of how many do I have. The question is, how much is each individual one worth? Cash is a kamusdika mispor. Items of value is an eichusdika mispor. Because you can have one diamond which is worth a fortune of money, you can have another diamond which is worth small amounts of money. That's the difference between chayil and between keichovim. Keichovim are unique. Each one has its own singularity, its own uniqueness, its own positive points, and sometimes its own negative points as well. Each one travels in its own path. If you take the complexity of the constellation, it's made up of individual stars, each star with its own function, each star with its own path, each star traveling on its own road, each star unique. However, as our American brethren like to call it, there's a flip side to the coin. And the flip side is, and that's the minister Gemara, it's a debate in the Gemara and on the Psochim, that because each Keichov is an individual, therefore when it comes to giving off light, it's a shaila as to whether Keichovim Bichlal can be mayor. Because each one is within its own path, it's not interconnected with the other one, and in order that it should give off light, you need a unity. Chol Hayam, the grain of sand in itself, is garnished McGarnished. Try stopping an ocean with one grain of sand. It doesn't work. But the mispor, if you have a huge amount of grains of sand, which result in what we call a beach, that can protect that the ocean doesn't come in. The Kohen Gadol Miechos, the Tzaddik, writes on Pirkei Avos, he says, Im ein ani li, mi li. He says, each and every yid has a function and has a shlichus and has a tafkid in this world. Every Jew has a tafkid in this world. From the smallest child to the oldest adult. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave him a shlichus, and only he can be memala that shlichus. He's singular, he's unique. In the school that I was mechunach in the cheder that I was mechunach in the world of Slabodka, every Jew, Yochel Kameini, if the Alter wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't have quoting the Chazal, we wouldn't be allowed to say it ourselves. Yochel Kameini, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. So have a minute that the Jew is Yochel Kameini. So, achelik alekayim imau. So, ashtik the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kav Yochel. Every Jew is unique. Every Jew is kechovim. Says Reb Tzaddik, imein ani li mi li. The individuality and the singularity of the Jew. But, imani li atzmi, mo ani. If the Jew remains singular, he's not part of Klal Yisrael, then mo ani. But he's nothing. There is a balance that has to be here. And Be'emes is a Mefurish Rambam, the famous Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin. The Rambam of Kofin Eimei. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, why is it that the Nekuda of every Yid is that he wants to be? Eisei Rotzen Hashem. So the Lashon Rambam is that Reitzel Liyah is Chelik Mi Yisrael. because he wants to be part of Klal Yisrael, therefore his rotten is that he wants to do Ritzon Hashem. Being part of Klal Yisrael, that's integral to doing the Ratzon Hashem. It's very interesting. The Sfasemer says the following. The Sfasemer says, we talk about Golus. Where does the Lashon Golus come from? It says the Sfasemer, the Lashon Golus comes from the Makur, from the root, from the Sheirish, to be Megale. What does Golus do? It says the Sfasemer, Golus brings out the best in us. When a person is under pressure, when a person is in a situation where things aren't the way they should be, then the kichas and nefesh of a person comes out. And therefore, says the Sfas Emes, mamish divrei nevuah. Therefore, says the Sfas Emes, as we get closer to Geula, as the goddess winds down, the Ribbono Shel Olam will send problems that didn't exist previously, because it will be megala, the kriches hanefesh of the Jew. There will be tzoros. And we're going through tzoros. There will be tzoros in kinder, and there will be tzoros in palnosa. And that will bring out, that will be megala, because that's the metzias of Golas. The function of Golas, says the Sfas Emes, is to bring out the singularity and the uniqueness of the kriches hanefesh that exist within each and every single Jew. However, when Hosea HaNavi talks about the Geula, Hosea HaNavi says there will come a time when there will be a Geula, and you, Klal Yisrael, will be Kechol Hayam. Because Geula needs unity. Geula needs that all the individual Yidden, each one with his own singularity, each one with his own midas, becomes part of a tapestry. I once heard many, many years ago from the late Dayan Grunfeld, the Chaim Lebrocha. He said the following, he said it, B'Shem R'Shim Shem Fol Hirsh, the way he said it was, I'll tell you over something, B'Shem R'Shim Shem Fol Hirsh, but I'll say it in my language. That was his Hagdoma. He said, there was a violinist who played in the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. He said he was one of the world's greatest violinists. And he very often appeared in concerts on his own. And anybody who had appreciation of music, who sat and who listened to him, was overwhelmed by his playing of the violin. And he trained 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 and he spent days and days and days training. But his true godliness came out when he played in the orchestra. When he played in the orchestra with everybody else, and they saw how he moved in at a certain point, and what he did to the whole shtickle music at that point in time, then everybody said, oh, godless. The Jew plays a dual role. He's an individual, but he's part and parcel chelik of Klal Yisrael. Geula brings out the Jew as Kechol Hayom, as part of Klal Yisrael. Golus brings out the Jew as the individual. Says the Netziv something, which if the Netziv wouldn't say it, it would probably be Osa to say it. There's a Maral. And the Maral brings down, not sure quite where, and he says, he's having a vikuach with a Nochri. And the Maral says that the Nochri asked him, why is it that by non-Jews they live peacefully together and Jews are always having machlokes? So good to kasha. Yichol gazot tzorechi in godel. The Maral says, I'll tell you why. He says, what did non-Jews fight about? His football team is better than his football team. He says, they fight about dvarim betalim. Dvarim betalim nisbaklim me'atzmo. There's no kiyum to the machlokes. He says, what do Jews fight about? Each one is singular. Each one is unique. My uniqueness is right. Your uniqueness is wrong. He says, oh, but they're fighting about das. When you're fighting about das of the kingdom, because das is nitzvah. Says the Netziv something which if the Netziv wouldn't say it, it's borrowed by me, that we wouldn't be allowed to say it. Of the Netziv Zoktus, the spiritual Chumash. The Netziv says, what does it mean that in the Chorban Bayis Sheni, the Chorban Bayis Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam? Says the Netziv, each one, when they saw somebody whose Ashkofas Ayadus was different from theirs, they said, you're a tzedukah, you're a beisusi. That's why Nechel of Beis HaMikdash. The Rav of Sydney, Australia, of Pinchas Feldman, once told me something. He said the following. He said, it says in Chazal that when Am Yisrael crossed the Yam, Rabbeinu Shlomo made a Ness, and they crossed as Shtei Mesrei Shvatim. Each one in his own tunnel. Rabbeinu Shlomo created that there should be 12 tunnels, and each one went in his own tunnels. What were the tunnels made from? Shtei in Chazal, the tunnels were made from the water. But Amayim Loim Chema, that each Shevet had the Megefrek Takasha. He says to me, why did the Rabbeinu Shlomo have to make the tunnels from water? The Rabbeinu Shlomo could have made from the stones that came up in the sea. I mean, from anything. Was it was water? He said, because water is transparent. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo wanted that every single Shevet should go through his own tunnel, but he should be able to see the other Shvatim. And what would he see? Everybody starts in the same place and everybody finishes in the same place. The root happens to be a Shtikal Andash. And when the Rebbeinu Shalom was creating Klal Yisrael, he was saying to Klal Yisrael, this is the limit. Everybody is starting in the same place. Everybody is finishing in the same place. Ege tazay, tazay. We say them. That somebody else, Efshir, has a different Mahalach. I want to finish up with a Maisa. I heard this Maisa, I can't remember where. Either from Shalom Shvadron, or from Shapsi Yudalevich. But I heard it years ago when I first came to Eretz Yisrael, something close to 40 years ago. So he told over the following story. He said, there was a Meshulach who was a professional. He traveled around everywhere, and he made a lot of money. He got old. There was a young guy who was trying to break into the profession. So the young guy comes to the older guy, and he says to the older guy, Hatzachan, he says, you're getting old, you can't get around so much, you haven't got the energy you used to have, but you've got experience. I am young, and I have energy, and I can move, but I don't have any experience. You'll teach me the game, and I'll take you around. So the old guy says to him, let me think it over. He thinks it over, he says, fine. Very good. It's a good idea. Because so they start going around, they start their routes and the villages where they used to go, in and here. The young guy, he's already a competent young fellow. They finish the whole route. Half the time, he used to take the old guy. They split the proceedings 50-50. And, you know what they say in Yerushalayim. They say in Yerushalayim, they say you didn't have any panosa. Two Yidden didn't have any panosa. So they decided, okay, you know what, we'll rent a post office box. And we'll send our letters to America, as Mahavan Amasid, and money will start coming in. Because they rent a post office box, they print up letter heading, they send out a letter, they got Kedol, Yeshiva, Adas, they got 15,000 tal, million, money, money comes pouring in. Because when the second $1 million comes in, one of them turns around to the other one, he says, you know what, he says, Mahavan Amasid full geld. Maybe we take a few Yungalites, and we paid him a pesach. If you want to sit them down to learn somewhere. So the other one turns around to me and says, the pesach is shugana. Mehr horven in unsere Parnasse. And we get him delayed again as geld. They finish in half the time. The kiss of the young guy says to the old guy, you know what? Let's go try a new place you've never been to before. So the old man says, okay, fine. Because they pick a place on the map and they travel into a shtetl. They come into a shtetl, so the old guy says to the young guy, I'll teach you what you have to do. First of all, you have to look for mezuzahs on the door. This is the first thing. Was gresser the mezuzah, was kleinika the gevir. He says, that's the cloud. So look for a small mezuzah. The kids, they go around, they go here, they go here, that, and there are no mezuzahs. Eventually, from Smeinu Rachek, they see this huge mansion. So the young guy says, well, maybe we could do that. The old guy says, nah. He says, you look around the shtetl, you see the shtetl, you see, well, the Jews don't live in this shtetl, and it's Nazar palace. But if you definitely want, go up and have a look. Here, so the young guy goes up, he comes running back down, he says, are Yiddish a stup? He says, no, it's a Yiddish a stup, there's vans outside, huge trucks. So the old guy says to him, aha, trucks, okay. What does it say on the trucks? He says, it says on the trucks, Silverstein's Catering Services. The old man says, we've had it. He says, why? He said, we'll come there, we'll knock on the door, we'll say, we're coming for a choshev azach. The man will say, I really would want to help you. No, punkt, heint, b'chasta gemacht, a tochta, I'm cleaned out. So the young guy says to him, well, maybe fuck help. Maybe we'll come there, the guy will say to us, ah, very good, heint, punkt, I married off my daughter, I'm in an expansive mood, heint, b'chasta gemacht. So the young man says, you haven't learned anything. Go on this. We've been walking around with you for weeks already, you haven't learned anything. Oh, but what, you want to be an action? They say, come. Because they go up, they knock on the door, the barabbas comes out, they say their spiel, whatever they say, and the guy says, Ayvay, punkt, heint, b'chasta gemacht, mein tochter, I'm cleaned out. So the old guy turns around to the young guy, he says to him, I told you. And then he says to the barabbas, he says, 1 minute. He says, you've been wandering around the whole day? Does he? He says, you know what, do me a favor. He says, you're bleeding food from the chasna. Come inside and at least eat. Because if you don't eat it, it's going to be thrown out. Okay. They come inside, they sit down. He schleps out a suda geshlema b'shaite. These guys sit down and they eat 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 and they eat. They're eating, they've never eaten like this in their lives. They finish eating. The yid says to them, Herzachai, where are you going to? So they said, we're going to the shul to sleep. Vushlof the yid, but he's in the shtetl. He goes into the shul and goes to sleep. So he said, what are you going to eat? So he says, do me a favor. So you're bleeding one chicken. Do me a favor, take the chicken with you. Take the chicken, have breakfast, the chalapach. Say that. Take the chicken, put it in the pekala. They go to shul. They go to shul, the old man says to the young man, Herzachai, we're going to sleep in the shul on two benches. The first minion is 5:35 for seeking. We have to be up by 5 o'clock. Kind of the shlofman mentioned coming around davening, right? We're going to be up at 5 o'clock. So you can sleep now, but you have to be up at 5 o'clock. Fine. They go to bed. The young man falls asleep. In 3 minutes he's asleep. The young guy, he's tossing and turning. He's tossing and turning all of a sudden. He's hungry. He's starving hungry. He's stuck in a shul in the middle of nowhere. In the night, he's starving, hungry. So he starts thinking, "This is what I'm going to do." After about 5 minutes, he suddenly says, "I got it! The chicken." Others have a problem. The chicken belongs to both of them. They're going to split it 50-50. And he's so hungry, he wants to eat the whole chicken. So what does he do? So he starts making himself cheshbon. He says the following: He says, "This chicken belongs to both of us. Elam chatzi, the chicken is mine." Chatzi, the chicken is his. But if I wanted to buy his half of the chicken off him, from the chicken, because it's been a bar mitzvah. So I've got a right, first right, on his half of the chicken. So mimela, I'll take the ganze chicken tomorrow morning. I'll settle with him. I'll pay him out for the chicken. Okay. Starts opening up the pekulach. No chicken. He says to himself, Rebbeinu, where did the guy put the chicken? He pulls out of this guy's pekulach everything you want, you name it. There's old season tickets to Arsenal Football Club, there's the first edition of the English Hamidiya, there's anything you want. You've got everything coming out. All the schmatters, all the things was the vote. No chicken. If that's getting ufgeret, they're out the gun of death. You know where the chicken? He stole my chicken. He has a right to take my chicken. And my what? He'll tie the bar mitzvah. Who says that I wouldn't come to a deal with him? What's for a bar mitzvah? Then for a bar mitzvah. What's Tate Rachel? He's running around like a mashugan in his shoe looking for the chicken. He says to himself, who can sign the chicken? Who can the chicken sign? He thinks to himself, a chicken. Where can a guy hide a chicken in a shoe? Thinks to himself, 5 minutes. Got it. So he goes over. And he opens up very slowly the Aron Kodesh. And he opens up the two doors of the Aron Kodesh. One candle candlestick with a half a candle for Simchas Torah, and a quarter bottle of vodka that remained over from Simchas Torah, three Sifrei Torah, no chicken. He can't see anything, so he's holding this candle the whole time, and he's looking at the candle and he says to himself, yeah, I got it. It's a poshet where you can't, where you hide a chicken in shul, it's a poshet where you hide a chicken in shul. Flips open the almud, he takes the candle and he looks around, there's a four old battered shliach tzibur sidurim from 60 years ago, nothing there. He goes to the bimah and he goes to the bookcases, he goes around the ganze shul, he's walking around with his candle and there's zucht and there's zucht and there's zucht and there's zucht correct, he's going with sugar and there's no chicken. And in the end he says, stuck in chicken, what can you do? He goes to sleep. He falls asleep and he has a dream. What does he dream? He's sitting by a table. There's four plates. There's six sets of cutlery. And on the plate, in the middle of the plate, is a massive chicken. And he picks up his fork. And he's about to put his fork into the chicken and all of a sudden he goes, bang! And he wakes up and the guy says, 5 o'clock, mit aufstehen, wann wollt ihr sein, der Minion für the... He says, aufstehen! Aufstehen! Minion! Shachris! You're talking about Shachris, not the kind of dude! Yes, this is what he wants. He says, you are going to daven, you're going to put tefillin on, you're going to speak to the Rebbein Shalom, Mr. Chai Gadaf, Harei Tzeach, Mr. Chai, criminal! The guy says, what did I do? You stole my chicken! Stole your chicken? He said, what are you talking about? He said, I've been looking everywhere for the chicken. I've been asking gang and mummies from the cane. I was starving, hungry. I need the chicken. Where's the chicken? He's looking for the chicken. I looked here, I looked there, there's no chicken. The guy says to him, no problem. Give me your case. Hands over his speckle. The guy opens it up. The old man takes out. He says, doi, doi, chicken. He says, I'll give all the kitzach. You looked for your chicken everywhere. You looked for your chicken in the Aron Kodesh, and you looked for the chicken in the Omer, and you looked for the chicken in the bookcase, and you looked for the chicken in all of my pekulos. There's only one place you never thought of looking. Yes. In your pekul. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, by Maimed Har Sinai, Im atem mekablim, if you mekabel Torah in the way it should be, mutav. V'im lav, and if not, Shom to hate Kvurasim. You know what's going to kill you? The Shom. That the Chisaron is always there. We're always looking over there. The Chisaron is always by Yena. Erteignisht. He's a Tzuki. He's a Beisusi. And you have chlorias that he's a Tzuki and a Beisusi. Give a cup where a dove and give a cup where a kick the king the lamb and you have pushed the rise and Tzuki and a Beisusi. So, we walk around our whole lives complaining, criticizing, and looking for chisreinus by yet. Other in the egen of pekel, kutman came honest. We never think of looking by ourselves. Golus and geula are in essence the same word. The only difference between geula and geula is an aleph. So, Reb Tzedek, what's the aleph? Ani. Golus, the individuality of the Jew, will turn into geula when the Jew understands two things. One, that if we have to be boydik, we have to be boydik the ani. Not Yena. And two, Golus turns into Geula when Klal Yisrael realize that they are Aleph. They are one. It's one unit. It's different Mahalchim, Kol Echad Ve'echad, if he is Mesiris, if he is Kabbalah, if he is Rebbes, if he were Isaac, Asher Ushom. But we're all going through tunnels. The tunnels begin at the same place and they end at the same place. And once we fix in our minds that Hargosha and that Havana, then Taka the Rebbeinu Shalom says, he gives money to the last one.